The time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana. The news presented by Barbara Yakubu
and Jonathan Thompson.
In the headlines, companies and institutions cited for tax evasion to face prosecution. President Mahama says aggressive road and rail projects will be pursued throughout the country as a matter of priority. Volta River Authority appeals to Ghanaians to conserve electricity. Parliament reconvenes today. Cannabis and alcohol top list of drug-related diseases in Africa. And U.S. to review intelligence gathering following resentment from allied countries over phone tapping. But first, the summary with Jonathan.
The acting commissioner of SEPS, Isaac Aprunti, says the presidential task force has uncovered an alleged massive fraud of more than 280 private and public companies which have evaded taxes amounting to $367 million, spanning 7 years. Reacting to the fraud, a presidential staffer, Dr. Clement Apak, said such companies risk prosecution. Contributing to the discussion, the executive director of the Center for Freedom and Accuracy, Andrea Wuni, asked Ghanaians to repent and serve the nation in truth devoid of corruption. President John Dramani Mahama has announced aggressive road and rail sector projects throughout the country. He said this multimodal transport is pivotal for economic growth and government will pursue this as a matter of priority. President Mahama said this when he cut the sword for the construction of three-tier interchange at the Kwame Nkrumah Circle in Accra. The director of communications of VRA, Samuel Fletcher, has appealed to Ghanaians to conserve energy, electricity. He said although the drop in water level at Akonsombo will not affect power production, it may create a possible energy crisis. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Mr. Fletcher said the alternative, which is thermal power, is more expensive than hydro. It is therefore important that users conserve energy. Parliament resumes sitting today after about 3 months' recess. According to the chairman of the Parliamentary Select Committee on Tourism, Trade and Industry, Alhaji Ahmadu Sorogo, the session will be hectic as much as expected of parliamentarians before the year ends. He also said the MPs are expected to work on some unfinished public businesses and begin new ones for which a number of bills, papers, instruments and agreements will be handled before the Christmas break. Cannabis currently tops the list of drug-related diseases in Africa. The drug accounts for about 64% of all drug-related treatment. Besides alcohol is emerging as another major threat of drug-induced diseases, economic loss, and death in Africa. Presenting a paper on the development, Professor Isidore Obot called for decriminalization of drug use and supportive treatment as a way of reducing the burden of drugs in Africa. And the U.S. is to review its intelligence gathering operations following diplomatic rows from allied countries over phone hacking. The latest to raise concern about the practice is Spain after Germany.
Radio Ghana, meeting the news challenge with credible information. A presidential task force has uncovered an alleged massive fraud of more than 280 private and public companies which have evaded taxes amounting to $367 million over a 7-year period. This was contained in a statement issued in Accra by the acting commissioner of SEPS, Isaac Aprunti. The massive fraud was perpetrated in bonded warehouses in Accra between 2005 and 2012. Some of the major companies cited in the report of the task force are United Steel Company Limited, the Hippo Group, state agencies such as the Electricity Company of Ghana, Tema Oil Refinery and Ministry of Communications. The companies are said to have connived with some officials of the Customs Division of the Ghana Revenue Authority to commit a fraud on the state. The government has given the affected companies up to the end of next month to settle their indebtedness.
Presidential staffer Dr. Clement Apak has hinted of possible prosecution of companies and institutions cited in the tax evasion. He said although the companies would be made to pay the tax evaded, that will be no immunity from prosecution. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Dr. Apak described as unfair comments that the government does not have the political will to prosecute corruption. He spoke to Agatha Samwa.
government was cognizant of the fact that some of these companies who had been contacted both by the Special Operations Unit and the police CID, which had been busy doing work in the background on these issues, had indicated that they were willing, they would want to pay what they should have paid originally. But this is not to say that other actions as per the laws of the land are not going to be taken. So it's very important to put that in perspective, that whilst they are expected to pay what they should have paid anyway, they still would have to face the full rigors of the law for attempting to evade taxes, which the laws of the land require that some actions have to be taken accordingly.
So even if they refund the monies, would they be prosecuted?
Well, certainly yes. That is an assurance that I can give to the good people of Ghana. Because you see, this issue reveals what is wrong in our society, where people with the knowledge, skills and talent, both in the private and the public sector, are expected to use those skills, talent and knowledge for the public good and the public interest and to engage in honest business transactions. We find more and more that such persons have used their positions of trust and influence to the detriment of the good people of Ghana. And there is no way that these kinds of actions can be excused. So yes, I can state on authority that as I speak to you now, some of the companies have contacted the Office of the Chief of Staff indicating their willingness to pay. But I can also say that the CID has commenced work not only in inviting the companies, commencing questioning and investigation, but also tracking down the specific officers who were at post when these occurrences took place.
Presidential staffer Dr. Clement Apak, Executive Director of the Center for Freedom and Accuracy, Andrew Wuni, said corruption is a big problem in every nation. He noted that revenue leakage is a very intricate one and commended government for steps being taken to protect the public purse. He also asked Ghanaians to repent and serve the nation in truth.
Let us say that there's a lot more that we have to do with regards to fighting against corruption. There's a lot more that we have to do. This canker is much more pervasive than many of us would admit. It is deeper than many of us would want to admit. And it involves very powerful and influential people, sometimes even including our leaders. It is a very big problem. It's not about winning or losing, but we need to accept that this is a very big problem that we have in this country.
Now, looking at the issue on board tax fraud and evasion, would you say it's a very difficult job trying to curb tax fraud and tax evasion by corporate institutions and even personalities?
Well, yes, it's difficult. First of all, let me congratulate my brother Clement Apak and the tax force, and of course, ultimately the president for what they are doing. Indeed, by the account that Dr. Park has given us, we all ought to be happy. But it is not yet rule, because we know that the issues of revenue leakage at the port is a very, very intricate one. Indeed, I hope that my brother Clement Apak will take his time to understand the system. For now, we have moved away from the ports and we are at the warehouses. If we just took a little time to understand the processes at the port, then you will understand that whatever goods come to the warehouse must have left a port. And so, if we did the right things at the port, they will show even at the warehouse.
Andrew Wuni is Executive Director of the Center for Freedom and Accuracy.
The Ministry of Finance until 2011 never deducted withholding taxes from payments made by the state. It was when the internal auditor prompted the minister that deductions of withholding taxes were made. This came out when the Director of Internal Resource Mobilization Bilateral of the Ministry, Kojo Iwuapiesa, represented the Ministry at the Judgment Debt Commission yesterday. He was at the Commission in respect of a case involving the Ghana National Procurement Agency, GNPA, and New World Securities, which resulted in the payment of judgment debt to New World Securities. We bring you Ernest Obinyenim's report. Given the facts of the case, the lead counsel of the commissioner, Dometi Kofi Sokpo, indicated that the Ghana National Procurement Agency borrowed money from New World Securities to import sugar, but the suppliers failed to deliver. GNPA therefore defaulted in repaying the loan, and the New World Securities took the case to court, resulting in the payment of judgment debt. The Director of Internal Resource Mobilization Bilateral of the Ministry of Finance, Kwejo Ewua Piasa, told the Commission that the Ministry did not deduct withholding tax from New World Securities before paying the judgment debt. The Commissioner Justice Yao Apel wondered why a country that needs funds for development projects will not be proactive in tax deduction.
It is this revenue that we get, you know, for the government to use in electricity development. So if you don't take the revenue, meanwhile we want several things. That sometimes I will sit and look at the cash. How do we think? We need several things, but we don't want to pay any tax. So if the revenue doesn't come, how do we spend? Where do we get the money to spend?
A manager at the Treasury Department of the Bank of Ghana, Paul Kwejo Jani, who appeared in respect of an account at the Ghana International Bank in the United Kingdom, failed to provide any information on the account and asked for more time to fish out the documents on it. That was Ernest Obinyanim's report.
President John Dramani Mahama has announced aggressive road and rail sector projects throughout the country. This is because multimodal transport is pivotal for the growth of the economy. He said the government will pursue this as a matter of priority. The president announced this when he cut the sword at the Kwame Nkrumah Circle in Accra for the construction of the three-tier interchange. He said the construction of the interchange is long overdue, but better late than never, said the airport.
The 74 million euro interchange is being financed jointly by the governments of Ghana and Brazil. President Mahama said the project has been incorporated with other service facilities. He appealed to motorists and commuters to bear with the contractor for the inconvenience they will be going through.
Apart from helping with flood control, it will be a functional interchange because it would include services for this area. There will be a police station built under the interchange, and so crime around this area will be controlled. There's also going to be an ambulance station under the interchange so that if there are any accidents or any traumas around this area, the ambulance station can be activated. We're also going to have a fire station with fire trucks parked here under the interchange so that if there's any fire, they can be mobilized as quickly as possible to fight the fire. I want to assure you that this work is going to go very fast, but still we will suffer some inconvenience while this project is going on. But let us consider it to be the sacrifice we make for better things to come when the interchange is completed.
President Mahama said between now and December, he will be cutting the sword for the construction of a number of routes and interchanges to ease traffic congestion.
One of such interchanges will be built at Kaswa to ease the traffic on that corridor of the city. Aside from that, we're going to build a new motorway. We're going to expand it into a six-lane motorway with an interchange at the Tema motorway runabout. We're also finalizing and working on the dualization of the Accra-Kumasi Road to make a new dual carriageway so that we cut down the driving time between the two largest cities in the country. And this government is putting road transport as a matter of priority. And we're going to invest a lot of money in road transport. And so over the next 3 years, we're going to launch a very aggressive road sector improvement program.
The president said the government will vigorously pursue a multimodal transport project to revamp the railway sector and improve inland water transport.
AR reporting. Meanwhile, the Minister of Roads and Highways, Alhaji Hamidu Sulemani, assured the public of speedy completion of the circle interchange projects within the stipulated 24-month period. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Alhaji Hamidu said the project being funded by the Brazilian government will not suffer delays because the funding has already been secured.
The Kwame Nkrumah Circle, as we probably call circle, is the hub of activities in Dakar, the national capital. Over 84,000 vehicles pass through circle every day, and that has reached a level where congestion has become so terrible that movement at the circle is a major problem, and it hampers a lot of activities in the metropolis. So that is why government felt it necessary to decongest the circle through the construction of an interchange.
But then how different would this be from the normal interchanges that we know?
Well, this is going to be a three-tier interchange, and we, along the line, will develop the lorry parks to the Bobodono and Newplan lorry stations into modern terminals. And we do a lot of works on the roads that lead to the interchange. It's just a normal interchange, but it will be a three-tier, and it will help the flow of traffic in the area.
And with this kind of projects, where are we sourcing funds for it?
Well, this is a credit facility from the Brazilian government, and the government of Ghana will support. And we are taking the project will cost us about 74.8 million euros, or about 75 million euros.
Aladi, how sure are we that this project is not going to be saddled with delays as a result of cash flow problems akin to many projects ongoing in this country?
Well, most of our foreign assisted projects don't have much problems with cash flow, and they are going on mostly, and this is one of them.
Minister of Roads and Highways, Alhaji Hamidu Sulemani.
The Volta River Authority has alleged fears that the drop in water level in the Akonsombo Dam will create a possible energy crisis. The Director of Communications, Samuel Fletcher, said although the drop should give cause for concern, it will not affect power production. He said around the same month last year, the water level was 270.60 as against 260. Mr. Fletcher said the 10-feet drop calls for contingency plans. Speaking to Radio Ghana's Brighton Trauma, Mr. Fletcher said the alternative is thermal power, which is more expensive than hydro. He appealed to Ghanaians to conserve electricity.
No, I think the conversation out there is really not, it's not a question of the water level is going down. What is happening is that the water is not rising at a rate that it should, okay? Now, I'll explain that. You know, usually you depend on the rainy season to get the water level to the right level. You get it? Now, here's what is happening. A year ago, by this time, 28th of October, okay, the water level was 270.60 feet. Today, exactly a year today, the water level is at 260.75, a difference of about 10 feet. That's quite a significant difference. So it is true, the water is not rising at a good rate because the rains have been poor. Now, 2014 itself as a year, there's no cause for alarm. We wouldn't have any crisis because the water level is not at the level we expected it to be.
Communications Director of VRA, Samuel Fletcher, talking to Brighton Trauma. This news comes to you from Radio Ghana, Accra, the major stories. Companies and institutions cited for tax evasion to face prosecution. President Mahama says aggressive road and rail projects will be pursued throughout the country as a matter of priority. Volta River Authority appeals to Ghanaians to conserve electricity. Parliament reconvenes today. Cannabis and alcohol top list of drug-related diseases in Africa. And U.S. to review intelligence gathering following resentment from allied countries over phone tapping. We'll take a breather. Stay with us.
Radio Ghana, meeting the news challenge with credible information. Welcome back. Parliament reconvenes today after about 3 months recess. During the recess, the MPs were recalled to undertake some urgent government business. Key among the agenda for the third meeting of the first session of the sixth parliament is a representation of the 2014 budget to the House by the Finance Minister. The MPs are also expected to work on some unfinished public businesses tabled in the last meeting and begin new ones. A number of bills, papers, instruments and agreements will be handed before the House goes on the Christmas recess. The chairman of the Parliamentary Select Committee on Tourism and Trade, Alhaji Amadou Sorogo, told Radio Ghana that the session will be hectic as much as expected of parliamentarians this time round before the year ends.
The Conference of Regional Coordinators of the Ghana Youth Employment and Entrepreneurial Development Agency, GIDA, has expressed confidence in the ability and capability of the newly appointed GIDA boss, Kobi Echampong, to restructure and transform the entity to meet the aspirations of Ghanaians. A statement issued by the conference in Second D and signed by the Western Regional Coordinator, Joseph Nelson, said they count on his robust character, energy and experience to successfully execute his mandate to reorganize the operations of GIDA.
Cannabis currently tops the list of drug-related illnesses in Africa. The drug accounts for about 64% of all drug-related treatment in West Africa. Also, alcohol is emerging as another major threat of drug-induced diseases, economic loss and deaths among all groups of people in the sub-region. Presenting a paper on the state of drug problems in Africa, Professor Isidore Ubot of the Open Society Initiative for West Africa called for the decriminalization of drug use and supportive treatment for drug abuse victims as a way of reducing the burden of drug-related problems in West Africa. George Asikwe and Olivia Owusu's report.
The Civil Society Consultation Forum on Drugs was organized by the West African Civil Society Initiative. The forum brought together civil society organizations in West Africa to find effective ways of addressing the various challenges presented by drug trafficking among member countries of ECOWAS. The two-day forum is expected to contribute to the development of a joint strategy drug policy that is predicated on rule of law and the protection of human rights. Professor Isidore Obot said drug problems has become a social issue and called for more realistic ways of tackling the menace. He wondered why issues on drug fall under the Ministry of Justice and not the Ministry of Health or Ministry of Social Welfare in most West African countries. Professor Obod said Guinea-Bissau is known as the cocaine trafficking hub in the region, whilst Mali has a reputation as a major transit country. According to him, about $1.25 billion of illicit trade has been channeled through the region annually in the past 10 years, particularly through countries such as Mali, Guinea-Bissau, and Nigeria. Professor Obot, however, said not all drug users develop health problems. The executive director of the West African Civil Society Initiative, Nana Afajinu, called on all to join the fight against drug abuse, especially among school children.
George Asikri and Olivia Owusu's report.
An Accra Circuit Court has jailed three persons, including a policeman, to 30 years in prison with hard labor for robbery. Detective Constable Peter Nogma, Paul Atiasi alias Agbongo, a businessman, and Pascal Fella, a computer analyst, were convicted and sentenced. They deny the charges of conspiracy and robbery, but were found guilty by the court presided over by Francis Obri. Constable Nogma and Atiasi were tried for a March 15, 2009 robbery at Abuja CMB in Accra and in separate cases for a June 2009 robbery with one Fella. They were each handed 20 years for conspiracy and 30 years for robbery to run concurrently. The sentence for Constable Nogma and Atiasi were, however, run simultaneously. The disgruntled policeman and his accomplices are said to have confronted and threatened to arrest the complainants, who are both licensed arms dealers, under the pretext of carrying out official duties. They made away with 33 packets of AA and BB cartridges, in both cases valued at 465 Ghana cedis. Constable Nogma is already serving 30 years for a previous crime. We take a break. Stay with us.
Radio Ghana, meeting the news challenge with credible information.
The news continues. The White House has acknowledged the need for additional constraints on U.S. intelligence gathering amid claims of eavesdropping on allies. Spokesman John Carney said an ongoing White House intelligence policy review would account for privacy concerns. Spain is the latest of several countries reported to have been the target of U.S. collection of phone data. A top Democrat in the Senate says its intelligence panel will undertake a major review of U.S. spying programs. An EU delegate in Washington described the row as a breakdown of trust.
And now to the news and main points again. The acting commissioner of SEPs, Isaac Apronti, says the presidential task force has uncovered an alleged massive fraud of more than 280 private and public companies, which have evaded taxes amounting to $367 million spanning 7 years. And cannabis currently tops the list of drug-related diseases in Africa. The drug accounts for about 64% of all drug-related treatment. Besides, alcohol is emerging as another major threat of drug-induced diseases, economic loss, and death in Africa. The news was presented by Jonathan Thompson
and Barbara Yakubi.